Blog Talk Radio.
Verse 8.
of the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea the son of Nun.
Right. So Ephraim is the son of Nun. Now I know what was that. So now we was going to precept that down and find out who is Ephraim. So we need to know a little bit more about who Ephraim is. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to Genesis. We're going to swing down to the book of Genesis. We got Ephraim as the son of Nun. So Ephraim, and so we want to know, well, who is Ephraim? That's what we want to know. We want to know who Ephraim is. That's what we want to do, to find out who Ephraim is in writing. Let's go to the 41st chapter of Genesis. Let's find out who Ephraim is. Because, see, this is called true DNA. This is true DNA by knowing who your father is, and that's how you're supposed to deal with things, according to who your father is, not who ancestors.com. That's a force. We're going to find out exactly what's going on in the 41st chapter of Genesis. Let's even find out what's going on in the 47th chapter of Genesis, because, like I said again, we got a lot of responsibility. We got to make sure this thing is right. Now, let's see how this thing unfolds. Let's run to Genesis chapter 41, our brother O'Shea, and we're going to look at and see exactly what he says to Joseph in verse 41. Let's talk about what he said to Joseph in verse 41. Let's read a little bit. Think about verse 41, and we'll read down.
Genesis chapter 41, verse 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Mizraim.
Right. So I'll set you over all the land of Mizraim, which is polluted for Egypt. So now, so Joseph is sit over there. Now, who is Joseph? Let's back up and see who Joseph is. Back up to Exodus chapter 1:1, and let's find out who Joseph is. So we be clear who Joseph is. Let's find out who Joseph is in Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read down and find out who Joseph is. Joseph chapter 1:1. We need to know who Joseph is. 1, verse 1.
Exodus Joseph. Chapter 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Yahweh, be your cap.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One verse up in the first verse. Who is Joseph's father? One verse up, and then the first verse.
Jacob.
No. No, that's the question. I want you to be on point.
Yeah, Jacob.
Okay, now, you read verse 7, right? Read verse 7 again.
Verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty.
That was 7 there, right? Yeah. What do we, what Nate verse say?
Verse 8. Now there arose...
Now come back to verse 6. Come back to verse 6.
6. And Joseph died and all his brethren.
No, I'm missing something. I want to say what I heard was that Joseph was there already. What verse was that again?
5.
Okay, read verse 5.
Verse 5. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls.
So all that came out of Israel were 70 souls, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so who name are you talking about? Yeah. All that came out of Israel loins, I mean his bloodline, were 70 souls, right?
Yeah.
Read verse 1 again.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel. So we got the headline. We talking about Jacob's boys, right?
Yeah.
Now read verse 5.
And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls.
Okay, now the next verse. I won't hear about when Joseph was there already. Right back, verse 4. Where is it at? But Joseph was there already.
Yeah.
End of 5. Give me that.
For Joseph was in Mizraim already.
Now stop it there. Who's Joseph's father?
Israel.
See? You got it down back? So who's Joseph's father?
Israel. Jacob.
Great. So now we got Joseph's father, which is who?
Israel.
Now let's go back to the 41st chapter. And find out what did he begat? Because you got to know that DNA ancestor that's garbage. Here go how you find out who you are according to the Bible. This is how you find who you are according to the Bible. All that DNA ancestors.com stuff, that's garbage. We're gonna show you the real deal. How you trace who you are through the Bible, and that's one of the greatest mystery it is, tracing your DNA through the Bible. Not through nobody, ancestor.com. Because you on this land, that make you this. Man, we migrated everywhere. How that make us this? Let's go to the back to the 41st chapter. Right to the 41st chapter. And now we clear. Now we know who Joseph is, who his father, right? Okay, now we got Joseph on the table. Now come back to verse 41 again, 41, 41 again. With that understanding, come back to 41, 41 again.
Genesis chapter 41, verse 41.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have set you over all the land of Midland.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I have set you over what?
Over all the land of Midland.
Hallelujah, boy. take our personal self out the way and help those that come behind us and get the blessing that we deserve that's coming. We were set to be a light to all other nations, but starting with ourselves. Yahweh, I bless you. That got to come out first with a loud voice. That got to come out first. When you meet your brother, Yahweh be with you. In return, you want to hear what?
Yahweh, bless you.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. We got to get everything in order. Get in order. We got to get in order. Now, because we see all the young lions here, security here, all the young lions are here, so I'm probably going to do some teaching.
Tried
and see what happens. Brothers get tried or brought to the table they get offended, then that emotional spirit get in them. You know, that ain't, you know, that ain't, but you don't get tried in this. We're going to try you here, and that's our job, to try everybody coming for us.
True Israel life.
Hallelujah. What? 105, verse 17, what happened to Joseph again? No, verse 18.
Whose feet they hurt with fetters.
They were
laid in iron.
Right, they put him in prison. But watch this now, 19.
Verse 19. Until the time that his word came.
By the time his what came?
His word came.
By the time his word came, go ahead.
The word of the Yahweh tried him.
What the word of Yahweh do?
The word of Yahweh tried him.
See, that's the point we're making. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tried up in him. We're going to see what you're made of. We're going to see, is you able to help those that come behind you by trying you? See, can you stand up when it's hot and heavy? Everybody always gets a person advice, but can they take advice? That's the point. Can you take advice? Can you stand to be chastised and corrected? Or what your fears get in the way of you being corrected? We got to correct you to get you in order to help those that come behind you. A lot of them get offended when we tell them that what the Bible says not to do, they get offended. Now, back to Joseph. Verse number 20.
Verse 20. The king sent and loosed him.
The king sent and loosed him.
Even the ruler of the people.
Right.
And let him go free.
And let him go free. Watch this now. 21. Call your verses out.
Verse 21. He made him Yahweh of his house.
And he made him Yahweh of the whole nation of Egypt.
Next
That's right. He made him Yahweh. See, what it means, once you get it right with Yahweh, Yahweh will give you favor even in your enemy's land. See what I'm saying? That's why we got to get this thing down fast. He gave him favor even in prison. Even his enemy, the king, Yahweh put, well, you know why? Why that happened? Bag up to 21, 1 and 2 there, Sister K, and find out what happened. This is what happened. Proverbs 21, 1 and 2. Let me show you what happened. Let me show what we can read. 21, 1 and 2.
Proverbs 21, verse 1 and 2.
Yeah, what it say? Sister K. Israel, C. Roy, what it say?
The king's mind.
The king's mind.
Is in the hand of Yahweh.
The king's mind is in the hand of Yahweh. So when them judges stand before you, if you got your Yahweh right, mean one thing. Hey, judge. Everything you get ready to say to us, Yahweh controls this thing.
Hallelujah.
See, nobody run nothing.
Hallelujah.
So,
I got testimony there, brother. I was just being locked up, right? The people, they like, man, what happened? We had you on a computer for doing 2 years already.
Hallelujah.
I say, Yahweh is today. You know? Because they like, hey, man, they got a system. We weren't expecting to see you. They already got in the system. You doing 2 years already. I say, oh, wow, really? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that wasn't number Yahweh.
You see that? See, that's what it's all about. You got to get your Yahweh right. He would intervene. Just like Joseph. Joseph was wrongfully accused in prison, but we're not getting to Joseph's story. We're going to leave that alone right now. Now, let's get that small little further. Now, what else happened? Where we at?
Proverbs 21, verse number 1.
What?
The king's mind is in the hands of Yahweh.
Right.
As the rivers of water.
Right.
He turneth it whether theresoever he will.
Who will?
He will.
So you they can be already got you hemmed up and Yahweh can put the fix on whenever he gets ready. That's why we keep telling you, get your Yahweh right. Make sure you got your Yahweh. Because your time is always, but Yahweh know this time. So make sure you do. You do nothing. Make sure you got your Yahweh right. He told you what he wants you to do. Do it. Because you might need him one day. Huh? You might need you like Joseph. So now David is telling a story about Joseph. David is telling a story to those that got ear to ear. Now, what he says in... Verse 21, Brother O'Shea, what do you say? 105 verse 21, Brother O'Shea. What do you say? Psalm 105, verse 21. Yes.
He made him,
Yahweh,
his
family.
Nation.
Right.
And ruler of all his
substance. And ruler of what?
All his substance.
And the same thing happened with it, and was in the house when he was sold into slavery. See, Joseph was a productive man. He made him the ruler of everything in his house. He's the only thing that you don't have is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
He had everything. And we told a woman. I can read that in the Wisdom of Solomon, but I ain't going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He said, look, woman, he said, your husband gave me everything. Now, everything he told me, I got everything but you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look what you trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
He broke out running.
Mm-hmm.
She reached and grabbed his garment. Then lied on him. You see him, man? You see that? That's what I'm saying. See, but Yahweh know what he's doing. See, he done all this, and why did he do all this? What was all this about that we can read? Now I'm going to show you what it's all about. Let me pull a rabbit out of that. Let me make a Genesis and show you what all this was about, what he went through that we can read. Let me show you exactly what happened. That's why I said sometimes you never know why you're on a carpet or why some brothers might push you harder than others, because Joseph didn't understand what was happening, but we're gonna show you what he said. What he said that he said out of his own mouth. He said, just okay. What he says in Genesis 41. Pick up at verse 3 down to verse 5. Let me show you what he said. 3 down to verse 5. Listen to this.
Genesis chapter 41.
45, verse 3. Genesis chapter 45. Pick up verse 3.
Yes,
ma'am. And Joseph said unto
his brothers.
And Joseph said to his brothers.
I am Joseph.
I'm Joseph.
Does my father yet live?
He said, do my father yet live? You know Joseph said? Do my father yet live? Get that, Brother
Joseph? Hallelujah.
Go ahead. And his brothers could not answer him.
But they were troubled.
There was trouble.
At his presence. Verse number 4. And Joseph said unto his brothers.
Joseph said to his brothers.
Come
near to me.
I pray thee. And they came near. And he said.
What did he say?
I am Joseph, your brother.
What's it now? Who you sold up into Egypt. Right. 5.
Verse number 5.
What did it say?
Now therefore be not grieved. Nor angry with yourself.
And don't be angry at yourself. Listen.
That you sold me. For Yahweh did send me before you.
Hey, that's something. You're the man that said it. He said, look here. He said, don't be angry on what happened here. All the stuff I went through when y'all sold me over there. And when I got all red over there and the woman, the dump she did, I ended up in prison. All this was set up by Yahweh. For what reason? So you see that big old land you got, boy. You see what that means?
Yeah.
So that's leadership. See, that means that's leadership. Yahweh bless you. See, that's leadership. So now when you, like you said, you take up on these names, that means leadership. Hallelujah. So you see what we gotta do, y'all. See, when you take up on these fiery names, you gotta bring them to the carpet where they can know exactly what you're getting off into. So now by taking on a name called Hoshea, that puts you in what kind of position? Leadership. So you can't shy away from nothing. You can't shy away. You got to be ready to middle of everything. Like the captain over there, like Joseph, you can't shy away from nothing. You got to be a bonus thing. You hear that, Sister Kay? 65 retired, you got to come on with it now. Huh? See? Hallelujah, we take things, you got to be about these things. Huh? Hallelujah. So we found out that, what happened, verse 5? 45, verse 5?
Genesis 45, verse number 5.
Mother
now, therefore, be not grieved nor angry with
he said, look here. Everything that fall at me, he said, look here. Don't y'all get upset about what happened. This was the hand of Yahweh. When I had the dreams back in the day in the 37th chapter, everything chopped off, and y'all got mad at me and sold me into slavery. And then when I got up there, I became the top man in slavery. I was the top man in slavery. Then all of a sudden you put me in prison. I was the top man in the penitentiary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This man been a top man everywhere he went. He's a top man in the penitentiary, Joseph. Then all of a sudden they had dreams and they couldn't tell the dream. He said, look here. He said, I'm going to tell you something about your dream. He said, you're going to be restored back to your thing, but the other old boy, he's going to kill you. You see what I'm saying? But Joseph, after that, so now Joseph, after that point was over, now Pharaoh is getting ready to deal with it. But now you found out that Joseph is one of the bloodline sons of the 12 tribes of Israel. Is that right, Brother Oshia? Hallelujah. What? Amen. Phoebe. So you see, we got to get this thing down pat. When people take on these names, you got to know what this name means and what the responsibility of this name. Just can't take on a name, and now you know what about, like the brother, Daniel Amos. Brother, you know what you're saying, Daniel Amos? Huh? Daniel Amos. Oh, there's so much juice in that. But we're going back. Come on, brother. Oh, shit. Come on back where we at. Well, we gonna make him recognize it. We gonna make him recognize it. Yeah, but like I said, yeah, you just can't grab nothing unless you know what it means, what it's about, and can prove it. If you take a title, you gotta prove what that title is, because you're getting your biblical name, now you gotta prove it. Ask, won't somebody tell me one day, prove that you see it. I prove it in my sleep. I can go left, right, upside down, until you say, I've got the picture. Okay, good. Now we found out that Joseph, he said, look here. He said, don't get angry with yourself. Yahweh sent me down here to save y'all life. Right? Good. Now come on back to that 41st chapter. Come on back, because we're going to get a couple more in. On that, because I want to make sure, because like I said again, we clear that Brother Hoshea said, bottom line, he said, I want to be called Brother Hoshea. I said, okay, that's what you want to be called? That's the end of it. Now we're going to tell you the responsibility of this right here. Huh? Now we're going to tell you the responsibility of it. That means you have to be whatever the Bible said is, then that's what you got to be. Now, we're going back. Again, to the 41st chapter, Brother O'Shea, we're going to 41 now, because we now found out that Pharaoh, he found a man that's all right with him. He said, look, this man, I can give me plenty of sleep with this kind of guy around. And that's what we talking about. Like me, I get plenty of sleep, brother, when they're around. I get plenty of rest. I can run back and get on the phone. See, you've got to have proper leadership around you that can step up to play and will step up to play the court and still say as Yahweh. Now we're going back. We read verse 41, right? Then we read 41. Yeah, go see it. Then you read 41, 41?
Genesis chapter 41.
Did you read that already?
41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph,
what did he say?
See, I have fed you over all the land of Israel.
Well, that been his whole life. Everywhere he went. He was in prison. He was sent away with that. What? This right here, this ain't nothing new. This man, he look here. He said, I know it. Where am I, man? I'm at the top. I'm at the top of the heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
Verse 2.
What?
Verse 42.
What did it say?
And Pharaoh took off his ring. And put it upon Joseph's hand.
Right.
And arrayed him in vestments.
Right.
Fine linen.
Right.
and put a gold chain about his neck.
Yes, and now remember the other nation fine linen is purple. Mm-hmm. So that's so you know he had on purple because that's what they roll in.
Mm-hmm.
See, all other nations, now they roll in purple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's clear. Purple is if they think purple.
That's right.
The other nations is. So Joseph was wearing his purple. Because we can go and pull it out. We want to in 1 Ezra chapter 3 and find out that what color it is if we want to. You know, like somebody say, you tweety bird that. No, I don't tweety bird nothing. When I say something, I know it's written in that because I've been there and done that. Now, give me another verse. Come on, give me another verse.
3.
Right.
And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had.
Right.
And they cried before him.
What did it say?
Bowed the knee.
What did they say when they seen Joseph? Joseph of Israelite do what?
Bowed the knee.
Bowed the knee.
Yeah.
This is the power tell you. Bowed the knee. Go ahead, read.
And he made him ruler over all the land of Israel.
All the land of Israel. Go ahead.
Verse 44.
Pharaoh said
to Joseph,
what is that name? He didn't do like Saul did when Saul heard Saul killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. He ain't nothing left for him to take the kingdom from me. I'm going to put a javelin all to the wall on him.
Right.
You see him laying there, here come the puffed up spirit. You see that what happened? So I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Once you're able to start dealing with this Bible and make a decision to call this Bible, your closest loved one is going to be your greatest defeat. The closest one to you, that's the one going to drop the hammer on you. She's going to say, what? The one you love the most is going to be the one to drop this hammer on you. I'm telling you now off the top. It'll be your mama, your daddy, whoever. But you got to make a call according to this Bible once you understand this thing. Because it's going to happen in advance. The more you learn this thing, even the friends that you hang around with, once you're able to show them that ain't the way, then they're going to start dissing themselves from you too. And what you don't do, 33, when they start dissing themselves from you, Brother Micaiah and Jeremiah, don't do Jeremiah 2:33. Stick with the Bible. Jeremiah 2:33 says what?
Look at Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 33.
What does it say?
What does
it read?
Why trimmest you your way to seek love?
You don't trim your way to seek love.
Therefore had you also taught the wicked ones your way.
Right. So you don't trim your way to seek love. What the Bible say, that's the end of it. I don't care if it's mama, daddy, or auntie. Even the most pretty knees that you're looking at. Or that washboard stomach you're looking at. What Yahuwah say, that's the end of it. Then you get the blessing of Yahuwah. But if you cater in to trim your way because of love, then you will end up in trouble with Yahuwah. And that's the last one you want to be against you. You want to be for you. So you got to make sure you make your call in the call with the Bible saying. Now, let's come on back and I'll read a little bit more. But Micaiah, let's pick it back. Hosea, he back. Now, come on back, Brother Hosea, we'll look at verse number 44.
Verse 44.
Sir.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph,
what?
I am Pharaoh, and without you shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Mizraim.
You see the man told him? So look here. Look here. Everybody got to report to you. So Joseph, again, in leadership. Joseph. But we're going to find out what come out of his loins shortly. Go ahead and read. 44.
Verse 45.
45, okay.
And Pharaoh called Joseph's name
Zaphanir. See, so they always want to give you a name. They always want to give you a name now. Zaphanir. Say.
And he gave him to wife.
Potiphar. Yeah, well, okay.
The daughter of Potiphar.
Right.
Priest of On.
Right. Priest of Sinners of Ham. Voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And Joseph. And Joseph what?
And Joseph went out over all the land of Israel.
So Joseph was the man. Joseph the Israelite was the man, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 46.
Verse 46. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Mizraim.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh.
Okay, good. Now, Joseph, now let me show you what Joseph did. Go back to 105. Brother Shears, go back to, now hold that. Well, we'll get Brother Makai to look at this and back to 105 and share what happened with Joseph. And 105 now, let me show you now. He went out over everybody, right? Let me show what kind of man was he. And 105, pick up at verse number 22 and 23. 105, 22, 23. Listen good.
Book of Psalms, chapter 105, 22 to 23.
What
22 reads.
What?
To bind his princes at his pleasure.
To bind his princes to his pleasure.
And teach his senators with elders.
Y'all hear that? So Joseph's job when he was in Egypt was to bind everything he had on whatever ministry he was in, bind all that stuff down. And then he taught all of them what?
Wisdom. 23.
That's it. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So Joseph was a leader teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He taught everybody over there the right way.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we read here?
Yeah.
All right, come on back now. So now he gave him a woman, and now let's find out what happened now in verse 47. Let's find out. No, we'll skip down to verse 51 now. He gave him a wife. Now pick up a verse number 50. Yeah, 50.
Genesis chapter 41, verse 50.
Watch this now.
And unto Joseph were born two sons.
So Joseph had how many sons?
Two sons.
Okay, good. Let's find who was the son's name.
Which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of one, bare unto him.
Right. So these are Hamites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, verse 51.
What do you call?
Sons of Ham. These sons of Ham. Egypt is son of Ham.
Okay.
All right, hold that point. Go back to Genesis 10:3. Brother Joseph, give me 10 verse 6. Let's find out exactly what's going on in Genesis 10:6. When you got a question on the table, get out.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6.
What it say?
And the sons of Ham.
Cush.
Mizraim.
There is right there. So there is right there. Egypt is Mizraim, right? So who is Mizraim dad?
Yeah.
No, who's his daddy? Who's his daddy? Who's his daddy? You read that in 10:6?
Sons of Ham.
No, I want Bobo Shear tell me who's his daddy? Who is Mizraim dad? But don't get to me as a question now. Stand on what you can read. Read it again. 10:6.
Sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim.
Stop it there. Who is Mizraim's father?
Ham.
Who's his brother?
Cush.
Okay.
We have
all right. So you got that right. Now, so we clear what's going on. These is all black folks.
Mm-hmm.
These is color folks. He got a color wife. He's a color man, too. All these color folks.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on here? All these color folks. So this story is about color folks.
Mm-hmm.
So this Joseph right here, he was a color man. He got him a color wife. The Pharaoh was a color man. The descendants of Ham. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Is that what we read? That's what we read. Now let's go back to what was that? Okay, back to now we're going back to now we threw it. We back to
Genesis.
Yeah, 40, back to 41. Now we find out. Now these color folks talking now. Verse 51. Joseph is a color man. Who is Joseph's father again? Brother O'Shea. Who's Joseph's father?
Jacob.
Whose name was changed of Israel, right? So these color folks right here. So let's go on and find what happened in verse 41, 51.
Verse 51.
Okay.
And Joseph called the name of the firstborn, Manasseh.
Oh, so Joseph's first son was who?
Manasseh.
Good. See, that's a name that somebody got to grab, too.
Yeah.
His firstborn son is Manasseh.
Mm-hmm.
Because this other name right here, is a powerful name. Now I'm saying, jump and get these old names now. It's the responsibility behind this name. Go ahead, read some more.
More Yahuwah said he.
Yahuwah talking? What Yahuwah say?
Has made me forget all of my toil.
Yeah.
And all my father's nation.
Okay. 52.
52. And the name of the second called Ephraim.
Oh, the name of the second was called who?
Ephraim.
Ephraim. So now we got it. So now Ephraim got a brother. What's his brother's name?
Manasseh.
Now what is Ephraim and Manasseh's? Who's their father?
Joseph.
There you go. Right? Now go back to 13 verse 8. Now we got the next. Now go back to 13 verse 8. Or Numbers. Now back to 13. With that understanding now, we got the foundation. Go back to 13 verse 8 of Numbers. Go back to Numbers 13 verse 8.
13 verse 8.
What read?
Of the tribe of Ephraim.
Now who is Ephraim's father?
Joseph.
What happened?
Hoshea the son of
Nun. Now, read again.
Of the tribe of Ephraim.
Of the tribe of Ephraim.
Hoshea
is who?
The son of Nun.
The son of Nun. So who is,
according
to that verse, who is his father?
Hoshea.
Who is his? According to verse 8, who's his father?
Hoshea.
Yeah, who's his father?
None.
So who is none's father?
Joseph.
That's right. Now you get DNA. Joseph. And who's Joseph's father?
Israel.
That's right. Who's Israel's father?
Isaac.
Who is Isaac's father?
Abraham.
Now look at that. Now there goes ancestors.com. That put ancestors.com to squat. So now you got the DNA exactly. Now let's find out in 13 chapter. Let's find out. We got DNA now. We got DNA in the 13th chapter. Numbers, right? Let's find out what happened. Now, what his father called him? Is that the end of it? That's the end of it. Now, let's see what happened in verse 16.
Verse 16. These are the names of the men which Moshe sent to spy out the land.
Yeah.
And Moshe called Hoshea the son of Nun, Yahushua.
Hoshea. He called him what? Yahushua. Yahushua. Huh? Yeah. See that? But so Moses just nicknamed him.
But that ain't his name.
That's the part we make. That ain't Moses. Moses gave him a cat name. Gave him a nickname.
Right.
But what his father named him?
Hoshea.
And who was Hoshea's father?
None.
And who was Nun's father?
Joseph.
No. Who was Nun's father? Ephraim. Who was Ephraim's father?
Joseph.
Who is Joseph's father?
Israel.
Who is Israel's father?
Isaac.
Who is Isaac's father?
Abraham.
Hallelujah. Now you ain't got no choice for being in the leadership role with anybody come, because anybody in the Northern Kingdom ain't gonna be for a stick with you if you put that on the table on them. When you put that on the table on them, then it's over with. So anybody seniority, it's about the word of Yahuwah. This ain't about seniority. Well, brother, I've been here a long time. Brother, you from the tribe of Benjamin. You supposed to be the right hand man too. Yeah? Yeah, y'all done. You see, it's just about the Bible. So Joseph is leadership.
Yeah.
So you take that name, you taking on responsibility. This is the man that Moses called on every time to get out of heaven. The first one he called was this guy. Hey Joseph. Go on, get some men, go over there and cut some head off real quick. They wasn't looking for him. He was already there. Moses bagged up, and he was right there looking at it. Well, what you want me to do? He ain't got no question asked. When we cut some head off, that's the end of it. Cut some head off. So you can't be grabbing these names unless you're going to stand up to it according to the Bible. Then Yahuwah will bless you with these names. You can't put these names on the table and thumbing around these names. This name, Joseph and Ephraim, These names got some juice to it. This is leadership. Because Ephraim is the one they're going to talk about in the 33rd chapter. We're not going to read. I'm going to let it alone. They're going to tell you, you take them and you push them all the way over to the over here in America. Joseph, Ephraim was the one who pushed the 10 northern tribes over here. You see what's going on here? So you start grabbing these titles now, you got to know what it means. And you got to lift the responsibility where Yahweh got on the table for it. They didn't name nobody unless they knew what they were named to be. That's why Isaac told him, he said, look, I know my son, that Manasseh is your firstborn son, but this young buck here, he going to get over high and get over everybody. This is the lick right here, Ephraim. Not Manasseh. Ephraim is the lick. Joseph said, Daddy, no, you cross it up. No, I ain't cross nothing up. You read the story of Jubilee, he said, I'm going to remember all that stuff. He said, I'm going to put it in your head to remember this thing. He knew what he was doing. So when you grab these fiery titles there, you got to live up to them. Huh? You don't look around and find what Joseph at. Where he at? I tell you what, every time Moses looked around, Joseph was already there. But who here when we cut off? That's right. Hallelujah. Now, let me get one more in now and show you what happened. So now you see, now this name have nothing to do with now this word that Moses gave him, Hoshea. This name Jesus came out of, and Jesus and Yahshua, Hoshea, Yahshua, salvation, all that come up from over here with Moses talking about. But that ain't what his father said. See, so his father gave him this name that can trace itself all the way back to Adam. Mm-hmm. But when he jumped into his other name over here, you getting that name, you're going to be stuck. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to 44. Let's go over here and show you that. We'll get a second witness on it. And once you produce your second witness, then that's the ball game. Mm-hmm. See, once you produce two witnesses, hey, I know who I am. I ain't paying nobody a dime for no DNA.com or Ancestry.com. I know who I am.
Yeah.
Let's go to the 32nd chapter and look at verse 44. Let's get us a second witness.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 44.
Listen to this.
And Moshe called and spoke all the words of this song.
Yes.
In the ears of the people.
Well, go ahead.
He and Hoshea, son of
Nun. Who is Hoshea?
Now
watch me. Now watch me throw the wrinkle in, and we'll go with the wrinkle. Now watch me do. They gonna now come on back to the book of Joshua. Hoshea polluted for Joshua. Now watch what happened, and tell me what you catch this. 1-1. Then you tell me what happened.
Joshua.
This is the bombshell to the world. Look at that verse 1-1.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 1.
What?
Now after the death of Moshe.
After the death of Moshe.
The servant of Yahuwah.
Servant of Yahuwah.
It came to pass that the Yahuwah spoke unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moshe's minister, saying.
Wait a minute. Is that right?
So it's polluted.
There you go. So you see that red for Yah? You see that?
Yeah.
You see the dead 1-1? Who all the class called that? Red for Yah and 1-1. What did it do with his name?
Change.
It changed. So that name, that's why you pronounce sentence on that name.
Yeah.
See that? Is his name changed right there in verse 1?
Yeah.
See that? So now they take this part and run with it and throw it off into paganism.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says in 2-1.
Joshua chapter 2, verse 1.
What?
And Hoshea,
son of Nun. Is that true? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Joshua?
Mm-hmm.
It's polluted for what?
Hoshea.
It's polluted for Hoshea.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's polluted for Hoshea.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We can run it all the way back down to all the way up to Adam, showing you that word that's polluted. Now, this word here is taking back to Jesus and the salvation of Jesus and all that kind of stuff. Jesus, Joshua, Hoshea, Yeshua, all that tied in there. Is we catching this?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So there's what that's how he catches. But look what he told him in verse 16. No, verse 1, 16. Now listen to this. Let's 1:16 down to verse 18. So I'm telling you something with these names. I'm telling you. Yeah, look what it says in verse 16 to verse 18. What the people say? 1:16 down to verse 18.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 16.
What?
And they answered Joshua saying, all that you commanded.
Wait. They asked who?
Joshua flew the word for Hosea.
Say what?
Saying,
what?
All that you commanded us, we will do.
So this Hosea, Hosea guy, he's what?
He all in.
He all in for what? What is it? What is his position? It's leadership.
There you go.
This leadership name you got, that's leadership. You don't shy away from nothing. You got to have some, that's leadership now. Huh? Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Okay, what does it say?
All that you commanded us, we will do.
So he was in what kind of business? Commanding business. Mm-hmm. He was in a commanding business. Mm-hmm. He knew his position. He was raised in the womb to do that, even with his brothers. Even in slavery, he became into everything, so he understood his role. So we got to understand our role, and we can't back down from it. He wants to find what it is. Where's the next?
And whithersoever you send us, we will go.
You see that? We go, why I got to do that? Why? What do you mean, why? Because I said so. We have your babies coming up. We said, let me go and do it. Why should I do that? What you do? What you mean? If I said so. That's the point we put on the table. When we tell you what time it is, you ain't got to give us no why. Just do it. Just do it because we know what we're doing. Because we don't read the book. And we can help you if you listen. Don't throw a question, why this, why that. We tell you women don't wear pants, you don't wear pants. We must know what we're telling you to do. Women don't wear pants. That's abomination to Yahweh. And when we tell you that, then you get all upset. Oh, he's talking about me wearing pants. I told a woman in class the other day, she got some eyelids on so heavy, and just I just blasted. I said, woman, why you gotta have the things on you? You gotta cut your things down to put them on. You ain't gotta remove your beauty to be beauty. Well, you tend up on it. You don't need none of that stuff on you. All you need is you jump in the tub, put some oil on you, and go about your business. You got natural beauty in you. You ain't got to put all that stuff on you. You're talking to me in brass and eye. Well, see what you think about this. What are your eyes keep buckling like that for? You got some heavy eyebrows, and you don't need that on you, sister. Now, her feeling got hurt. Her feeling got hurt. Well, I'm going to tell you what time it is. You're taking away from what Yahweh agreed. You said he made a mistake. You don't need none of that makeup stuff on you. You put that oil on you and put that garment on them sandals and go on about your business. And you'll make you take a car and run off into a gas station somewhere on you. Just like that. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to do none of that. Well, what you at? I'm still trying to get myself together before we go outside. You already got pussy. You using the tub, didn't you? Put some oil on you. Let's go. Put that garment on. Let's get going. You see that? Come on back where we at. That's right. 17.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 17.
What? Listen to this.
According as we listen unto Moses in all things.
Right.
So we listen unto you.
Yeah.
Only the Yahweh, your Yahweh be with you.
Wait. Yahweh what?
Your king.
Yahweh what? Yahweh what? Yahweh be with you.
Hallelujah.
That's what you mean in Greek. Yahweh be with you. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh be with you. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh be with you. Yahweh be with you. You want Yahweh be with you. You got to get in order. Yahweh be with you.
As he was with Moses.
As he is with Moses, right? Last verse 18.
Verse 18.
Right.
Whosoever he be that do rebel against your orders.
Yeah. If you rebel, when Hosea tell you, the way to go, that's why you got to understand what the Bible's saying. If anybody rebel against your word, the people saying now. All the 12 tribes are saying this at this time. If anybody rebel against your words, is that what we're going on here?
Yeah.
What happened next?
Whosoever be to rebel against your word,
yeah,
and will not listen to your word,
yeah,
and all that you commanded, you ordered them,
yeah,
he shall be put to death.
What? What?
He should be put to death.
Put to death? Y'all see what's going on here? Mm-hmm. See, when leadership tell you what time it is, that's the end of it. That's why you got to make sure the right ones and leadership, and they ain't going on emotion. You tell what the Bible's saying, and that's the end of it. You're not rebelling. You rebel against Yahuwah. This is the order of Yahuwah. When we tell you what time it is, we tell you from the scripture. We correct you before Yahuwah kill you. Mm-hmm. Now look at say next.
Only be strong and of a good courage.
You see they told him? They don't be strong. You man now. So and this is the guy at the head of the northern kingdom. Look at this thing. So when you take, you got this whole shield, and you got to know who your father is, take it all back to Adam, and what you stand on is the word of Yahuwah. Mm-hmm. So you got to have your hands and miss everything, because that's the position you're going to tuck on. Mm-hmm. So if you get another bug, take on something like this bug, I'm tuck on Daniel or Amos, we're going to call that bug to the table. Where are you getting that from? Mm-hmm. You just ain't going to throw it on the table, bug, but you ain't going to mess us up. Mm-hmm. We're about building this nation up. If you got to know everything of every ins and out about the name you got. Mm-hmm. You asked me about the seal. Mm-hmm. And won't I go to work when you take it get tied in this book? Huh? Ask about the elbow over there. Watch you go to work on your tail along and you get to do some book on it. Hey, what kind of job to do? And on that note, over to our elder, I'm out of it.
Don't understand. Verse 6, the flesh is flesh.
And that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
Verse 7, what do you say?
Verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again.
In other words, you gotta come back to something, right? Mm-hmm. Something that you once had, you once knew. Now let's see what we gotta come back to. Brother Israel from Northern Kingdom, especially the book of Sirach. The book of Sirach, right, verse 24. Let's see what we got to come back to. Sirach 24. Let's begin at verse number 1, verse number 2, verse number 8, 11 through 12, and verse 23. Brother Hosea.
Sirach, chapter 21,
verse 24. The book of Sirach 21. Verse 1 and 2.
Verse 1 and 2. 1. Wisdom shall praise herself and shall glory in the midst of her people. Verse 2. In the congregation of the Yahweh Most High shall she open her mouth and tremble before his power.
So he's saying the congregation of Yahweh, the wisdom is going to triumph before his power, right? Yeah. Cut down to verse number 8. Yes, sir.
So the creator of all things gave me an order.
Mm-hmm.
And he that made me to cause my tabernacle to rest.
Wait.
And said.
Say what?
Let your dwelling be in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And your inheritance in Israel.
So the inheritance of Israel comes straight from the Most High, right?
Yeah.
Verse 11, what
do you
say?
11
and
12. Verse
11. Mm-hmm.
Likewise, in the beloved city, he gave me rest.
Uh-huh.
And in Yala Judah was my power.
So the power comes through who? Who does the power of Yahweh come through?
Yahweh Judah.
What is the power of Yahweh that's coming through Yahweh Judah? What is this power? Let's see if we can put it out in the book of Hebrews. Sister K. Israel is being right. Let's see the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. And let's see that verse number 12. What is the power of Yahweh that comes through Yahweh and Judah? Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse number 12. What did it say?
There you go.
Yes, ma'am. What is the power of Yahweh that Yahweh and Judah will and deal, right?
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful,
mm-hmm,
and sharper than any two-edged sword.
So the power of Yahweh is his what? His word of Yahweh is put in the hand of Yahweh and Judah, right? Let's come back to Sirach, Brother Hosea, Northern Kingdom. Sirach chapter 24.
Verse 12.
Pick it up at verse 12, brother.
And I took root in an honorable people.
So he said he took root in what kind of people?
An honorable people.
Well, you can't cheer this. You can't convince me when I look amongst my people. Ain't nothing honorable about them, right?
Mm.
So we gotta become what kind of people?
Honorable.
We gotta become honorable people.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Even in a portion of the Yahweh's inheritance.
And so this is Yahweh's inheritance. Verse 23, what do you say? Verse
23.
Come on.
Verse 23.
Yes, sir.
All these things are the book of the covenant,
mm-hmm,
of Yahweh Most High.
Huh?
Even the Torah instruction which Moshe ordered for an inheritance unto the congregations of Israel.
Wait a minute. He's done what
again? All these things are the book of the covenant of the Yahweh Most High.
Uh-huh.
Even the Torah instruction,
uh-huh,
which Moshe ordered.
He gave a what?
He gave order for heritage.
This thing's about order. You'll get right, you're going to get in order. Back to I.L.
Read that again for a minute, brother. Pick it up from the top.
Sirach chapter 24, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High, Yahweh. Even the Torah instruction which Moshe ordered for an heritage unto the congregations of Israel.
So this is the covenant that Yahweh ordered, commanded for a heritage to the congregation, the people of Israel, right? our inheritance is not in the what Esau got on the table, right?
We gotta
be born again, ain't that right?
Joseph, Captain,
17 has to say. Brother Hosea, Lord of Kings, what does the book of John chapter 16, verse 13 have to say? John chapter 15, verse 16.
16.
Mm-hmm. Verse 13.
St. John chapter 16, verse 13. Now be it when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you to all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Hallelujah. So this time, now we got the spirit of truth on the table, So, what's this spirit of truth that we can read? Don't turn to the book of God, what you got over there, Cap?
Isaiah 50, verse 3-5.
Isaiah chapter 50,
3-5. No, I got something.
Old
Cap got going on. Mother D. F. Israel of C. Roy.
Which is noted
in the scripture of the truth.
That's what we want right there, mother. We want that here right there. So he say, he gonna show us, which is noted in a scripture of truth.
Yes.
So we have the scriptures, the word to be, is true. Mm-hmm. What you holding over there for me, Captain?
Exodus 4:11.
Is something on it true?
Yeah. No. Exodus 4:11-12.
All right, where we go,
Exodus 4:11-12. All right. And it says, and Yahweh said to him, who has made man's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Or who has made the dumb or the deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I, Yahweh? Verse 12, now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what to
all what the seers have spoken.
Yeah.
So pick it back up at verse 27, Sister K, Luke 24:27, and then we're gonna read all the way down. We're gonna read 31, 32, and 45.
Luke chapter 24, verse number 27.
Mm-hmm.
And beginning at Moses and all the seers, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Uh-huh. 31.
Verse number 31. And their eyes were opened,
mm-hmm.
and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight.
So when he talked in the scriptures, their eyes was open.
Yeah.
That's what the scriptures go do to you. When you get to learning the things that this book, your eyes would be open.
Luke chapter 1,
Luke chapter 1, verse 7.
Gladness and a crown of rejoicing. Verse 12. The fear
fear Yahweh, make it a mercy mind.
Mary.
Make it the merry man and give you joy and gladness and a long life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 13. Wow. Whoso feareth Yahweh, it shall go well. And he shall find favor in the days of his death.
Another way.
Satan is a thief.
You what?
A thief.
And
a robber.
And a robber.
Yes,
come on back, Brother Mikhail, or whatever Will or Young Lion got to go down.
In the book of Acts chapter 13, reading that verse, 26 and 27
again from me, Brother O'Shea, Northern King. Northern King. Brother gonna lead the way for Northern King. Lead the way.
Verse 26, verse 27. We got to learn about the prayer, Yahweh. So we're still playing verse 26 again. Read that for me.
Acts chapter 13, verse 26.
Yes.
Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and whosoever among you fear the Yahweh.
Oh. So we got that that whosoever among you.
Whosoever among you.
Oh. We talking about that, in fact, we ain't gonna go there right now.
But we might have gone preacher.
Whosoever.
Might have preached up there and get it out of the way. Now,
we're
going to preach up that. Come on, where are the young minds at? We're going to preach that with no conversation. Just call the verse out. That's it. And I'll give you a hint. Acts chapter 2. I'll give you a hint.
Acts
chapter 2. Whosoever. We're going to get us a hint about the whosoever in right.
We're going to go to Acts chapter 2.
Come on, but I'll tell you, whosoever, let's go to Acts chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
and we'll pick it up at verse number 21 to get warmed up. Listen good. Yeah, take notes. Young lion, be taking notes.
It's about
talk with a stretcher on the table. Verse 21, bring it.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 21, read.
Let me read.
And it should come to pass.
Yes, sir.
That whosoever should call on the name of Yahweh.
What?
To be saved.
Now, we ain't talking about one line right across the top. What line? Who are you telling
this to? Read?
What did you read?
You man of Israel.
You man of Israel. What?
Hear these words.
Hear these words. That was your number one hit. Now, whatever you want to add on to it, Brother Micaiah, bring it.
Okay, we'll go to the book of
Joel.
So chapter 2. We'll go read, pick it up at verse 27.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And we can read.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 23 and 24.
All right, call a name out of you, or that you're going to read it.
I'll read it.
Okay, come on.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 23 and 24.
Right.
And what one nation in the earth is like your people.
Your people.
Even like Israel,
mm-hmm.
whom Yahweh went to redeem for a people to himself,
mm-hmm.
and to make him a name,
yeah.
and to do for you great things and terrible for your land before your people, which thou redeemed the land of bondage for Egypt,
mm-hmm.
from the nations and their idols.
Mm.
Verse 24, for thou hast confirmed to thyself your people Israel to be
your
a people.
Who?
Your people Israel.
Your people, they emphasize that. Your people is Israel, not mm-hmm. Christian.
Yahweh has confirmed to himself that the children of Israel is a people unto himself forever.
For how long?
Forever. Mm-hmm. And thou, Yahweh, art become their Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And that's big talk of them.
Mother D.
I have
you
one.
You got something. You got something.
Yeah.
What, you got something, Sister Kay? What you got, Sister K. Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 27, 26, verse 26.
All right. Call a name out. A breakout reading.
Cursed be he that.
Call your verse out.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26.
Okay.
Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of the Torah instruction to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people shall say, Hallelujah.
Well, you ain't got no name on it.
Ain't no name on it. Give me Daniel chapter 9.
Name on it.
Verse 19 and verse 20. We'll go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 19 and verse 20. Yes, ma'am.
Put a name on it.
This is my people.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 20.
Chapter 9, we want 19 and verse 20.
Daniel chapter 9, 19 and verse 20, verse 19 reads, O Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
hear, O Yahweh, forgive, O Yahweh, hearken, listen, and do defer not
mm-hmm.
for thine own sake.
Mm-hmm.
O my Yahweh,
O my Yahweh,
for your city.
Your city.
And your people.
And your people.
Are called by your name.
Yes.
Verse 20.
Verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying
mm-hmm.
and confessing my sins and my sins of my people Israel.
My people who?
Israel.
And professing my supplication before Yahweh, my Yahweh, for the righteous mountain of my Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
I know Yahweh.
So who is Yahweh's people that we can read in 15 verse 1 there, Brother O'Shea? Who is his people that we can read in 1 Samuel 15, 1? Who is his people that we can read 1 Samuel 15 verse 1? Who is his people that we can read?
1 Samuel chapter
15
verse
1. What?
Now you also said for Saul,
what do you say?
Yahweh sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel.
Who's his people?
Israel.
Israel. That's it. Right there. His people is Israel.
Hallelujah.
So you got to tell the Latter-day Saints the same thing and the WCC. Yahweh's people is Israel.
Yahweh.
We got to come on stage and drop this hammer down. Let them bump the gum and say, look here, Yahweh's people is Israel. Mm-hmm.
Yahweh.
I know Yahweh. You got something?
Yeah, give me that Amos chapter 8. Amos chapter 8, verse 2. Amos chapter 8, verse 2. Mother E, Israel of C. Royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Amos chapter 8, verse 2. Yes, ma'am. Pick up with the middle one, which is the end.
is come over my people Israel. Mm. I will not again satisfy them anymore.
Well,
hallelujah.
We
know.
Isaiah 45:17, and he says, but Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting everlasting salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We shall not be ashamed, nor confirmed without sin.
That's right. So Israel, world is not without what? Mm-hmm. So that means Israel got next. Because we know clear why do they got next that we can read? Why do we know that what's going on? We got what's on TV. How do we know that we got next that we can read? And second is, how do we know we got next that we can read?
Yeah.
We got to know, we got to watch that one I say. We already know who got next, so we can read that in 2nd Ezra, right? Well, how about 6 verse 9 to get warmed up? How about that, Brother Hosea, Israel? See, we ain't got to watch that one I say. We clear next. We can read who got next. So they can bump their tail all they want to bump their head. And we know Japan ain't gonna be another rule after this one because the Bible don't support it. See, we know about end time prophecy and everything. We ain't gotta watch that one eye say. We know how it's gonna go. 2nd Ezra, 6 verse 9.
2nd Ezra, chapter 6 verse 9.
Yes, sir.
For Esau is the end of the world.
Esau is the end of the world. The last ruler is Esau in place right now. He is the what?
End of the world.
End of the world. And what happened? Let's see what happened next. Let's see do Kong Chu or what they call the guy over there in China. Is he next? Let's see who next.
And Israel is the beginning of it that follows.
And the world come, huh?
Read that again.
Israel. For Esau is the end of the world, and Israel is the beginning of it that follows.
So who followed Esau after Esau go down?
Israel.
So that's who is Israel?
Boy,
that's bottom line. We ain't got to watch that one eye say. We already know what's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
We next. We got next. That's why we got to get in order, y'all. We got next. We belong in our next by not getting in order. And you got to make sure the better half, when you get a better half, they in order with you. They lock step with you according to 10 verse 1 of Luke. Read that, Brother O'Shea. 10 verse 1. You'll get a better half, she got to be locked in with you in 10:1. Luke 10:1.
Luke chapter 10 verse 1.
What does it say?
After ye seen the Yahweh appointed other 70 also.
Yeah.
And sent them two and two.
Two and two.
For his face in every city and place.
Every city and place.
And he himself will come.
And he shall come behind 18:19 of Matthew. Give me the precept of 18:19. So if you got to make, you make God be locked in with you. Where you go, she go. When you move, she move. And love it and love to move with you. Because when you get the bus out, you're going to be one reading the bus out. My, she bring it. Just pump them verses out reading. And you explain it. It was Yahweh 18:19.
Luke chapter 18.
Matthew's 18:19.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 19.
What does it say?
Again. That if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
So all you got to do is when two would agree, Yahweh rest with you. So now what do Sirach 25:1 say? What it says, we can read that. Buck O'Shea, what it can say? Yahweh can tell you what he likes. 25 verse 1 of the rock. 25 verse 1.
Rock chapter 25 verse 1.
What it reads?
In three things I was beautified.
Three things I was beautified.
And stood
Yahweh and men.
I'm standing for Yahweh and man. Unity of brothers. That's what we're doing now, brothers. Getting the brothers right. The young line. Unity. One mind, one accord. Unity. Go ahead, read. What's number two?
The love of
neighbor. Then you love your neighbor. Your neighbor is your brother of Israel, not the other nation. Well, I love the other nation more than I love my brother. Well, you out of order, man. You love your brother. Look, get like you. Go ahead.
A man and a wife that agree together.
A man and a wife that do what?
Agree together.
Agree together.
Yeah.
Now, that's when you're working something. Well, what did he say? I agree. Well, you heard him say, well, I agree anyway. What did he say? I agree. That's the end of it. Because he's a 37 verse 12 man. Sarah, bring it. But he's always, you're supposed to put that trust in him. He must be a 37 12 man.
Yeah.
What did he say? Brother Northern Kingdom, what did he say? 37 verse 12. Sarah.
Chapter 37 verse 12.
What did he say?
But be continually
with what?
With the
Yahweh. Not a nigger. See, that's what happens. They go out and get a nigger, and then they say, hey, everybody like that. You go out and get a nigger, you go out and get big junk because you got 14 shoes on, and then you get yourself all messed up and broke down, then you won't say everybody ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
No, everybody ain't no good because you have got you a nigger. You got to get you a Yahweh, man. Go ahead and read about a Yahweh, man.
When you know
it's
to keep the commandments of
Yahweh. You know to keep them first five books of Torah instruction. You got to know that what he do. Not talk about what he do. You got to know he do that. Because you'll catch him in 1-6 and on in camp. First one in and the last one leave. To make sure he got it right. That was wrong with you women. They jump and get any kind of man and blame all men for no count. Get you a Yahweh, man, that'd be a whole different ball game. You know that keep the Torah instruction. Then he'll do what with you when something happens?
Whose mind is according to your mind.
Yeah.
And will sorrow with you.
Yeah.
You shall miscarry.
Yeah. And thing happen, he's right there with you. But get a Yahweh man. Get away from getting a worldly man. Then when time a Yahweh man see you all broke down with six babies. Six babies everywhere. That's what that song we played last night. You remember Jesus? He said, look here. He the one that done you wrong. He the one that gave you them six babies. ZZ here. Hallelujah. Well, come back. Give me some more, young lions. Y'all get back to pops and verses. I don't got half the game. I'm still getting a little wine in me right now because it's the second day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Elko Hilda got his eye on everything anyway. Oh, still, he can go back and get his wine off.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get on that note. Brother Makai is going to hand it over to Brother Titus Israel.
Yahweh. All right. Okay. Mother Z. All right. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Anybody
take a biblical name, they can explain why
you're
taking that name.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Where the righteous spirit shall be in that same power.
That's the
motto. That's
the
motto. That's right. Righteous spirit will teach you that same power which you often say. All right.
That's what it's all about.
Okay. All right, Mother E.
That's hot.
Come on. Give me the Exodus chapter 4. In Exodus chapter 4, pick up my verse, let's see. Verse 11 and 12. Exodus chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Mother E. Chapter 4,
verse 11 and 12.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Who made dumb the deaf? Now therefore, though and I will be with him, with your mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say.
Boy, but you say, I got something. You're supposed to be able to allow, I got something. Then Brother Tyson, you got to be okay at that time.
All right, go ahead.
I got something,
Brother Tyson.
Proverbs 16:1. Proverbs 16:1? Yeah, she said that. He said you can be with your mouth.
Okay.
So with your mouth, right? Proverbs 16:1. You can examine yourself. You with your mouth. Examine yourself.
Hallelujah,
brother. Hallelujah,
brother. All right, call one to read on. You go ahead and read it. Brother Hoshea. Let me give Proverbs 16:1, brother.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. The preparations of the mind of the man and the answer of the tongue is from the
Yahweh. What? Hold on, what? The answer from the tongue of who?
You with your mouth?
The preparations of the mind in men, and the answer of the tongue is from the Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes people be making statements, don't know why they made it. Yahweh made him show his hand. Made him show his hand. Mm-hmm. Therefore, your eyes, for you take notes. So when you see sometimes people start speaking from the abundance of hold on. Let's pull a rabbit out of that. Let's go to Proverbs on that one. See, sometimes you want people to open their mouth up. Then you know exactly what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
They keep their mouth closed. You can't tell if they're a fool or not. Huh. But when they run their mouth, then you know what you're working with. Mm-hmm. Like a brother gonna say, you know the chicken, the top of the chicken, it comes from pork.
What?
Brother, I will make you say something. Stuff like that. I had a chicken. The skin of chicken come from pork. How would you make a statement like that? You see? See, that kind of talk. Brother, you must be parakeet from. Who are you getting this information from? You sure ain't getting it from Boston. You sure ain't getting that. I mean, you said something dumb as thing. Who lead you?
That type of stuff comes to people that be talking. It don't need to be worshipped.
That's the point I'm making. See, we gotta catch that spirit to come among us. That's right. We gotta catch that spirit to come among us, because you gonna hear that. You gonna hear somebody say the same thing tomorrow if you let them talk. So y'all got an idea who I'm talking about. So y'all got an idea who I'm talking about. You gonna hear him tomorrow, and if you get an opportunity to open his mouth, he gonna mess around and say that to one of y'all tomorrow. Y'all got an idea who I'm talking about. You got that no name. Just watch.
Mm-hmm.
Who is talking to you? Okay. Give me my verse I need. The issues of life is whatever. What I need? Who? Anybody help me out? You see, I'm all over the place now. But I know it's...
Issues of life.
Yeah, right. I want... Try that verse in with it. Mm-hmm. Where that issue? That issue. Where is that at that we can read? You know Mike can read. Oh, no. Oh, still here real good. Give me my verse. Give me what I need. There you go. Give me my verse that I need. I'm missing. I don't know why I'm missing it. Brother Northern King. Give me Proverbs 4 and pick it up at verse 23. Thank you, Northern King. That's the point.
Proverbs chapter 4,
verse
23. Mm-hmm. Keep your mind with all diligence.
Yes.
For out of it are the issues of life.
Mm-hmm. See, that out of it is the issue of life. Mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So you got to watch it. For time to get to run their mouth, watch.
See what's going on.
See what's going on. Keep that mind with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Watch the issues come out.
Yeah,
I got something. You got something, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy. What you got, Mother D.F. Israel? All right, call the name out of breakout.
Captain Joseph.
Jeremiah. Yeah, now, here, don't see out. You know, he got happy. He got his wine in him. He doing real good. You know, ain't nobody got to be anointed. You been anointed already. So all I gotta do now is drink my wine and listen to these young lions.
Jeremiah 17:9-10. The mind is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Who can know it?
Verse 10. I, Yahweh, search the mind.
Yes.
I try to ring, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. So whatever you want, Yahweh going to give you.
That's right. At a time of point, he's going to give you whatever you're looking for. He's going to give you whatever you're looking for. Your time going to run out. Keep telling you, your time going to run out. Keep on faking around with this man's word, and your time going to run out. Time gonna run out. Go on, young lion, drop some on the table.
Oh, yeah, it said about that fool. What verse we go about that fool? Okay, I know he was at Luke early, that Luke 24, right? You gotta really print out what that fool, the meaning of what that fool is. All right, give me Luke 24. I'm gonna print out from there from that what that fool is. What makes you a fool? Alright, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Luke chapter 24. About what a fool is. Even Solomon will tell you that, what a fool is. Pick up at verse 25 real quick.
What do you say that? We can read that at? Where can we read that at, Captain?
Yeah, I heard that too.
I heard that. So what do we read that at, Cap? That's why you got to go directly to the leadership and get the answer there and throw it out. Where that verse at? Throw a verse out, okay? We got to get that in order.
That's right.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Let's see if we can find out what you're saying over there. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. So we have to lead out through Scripture. Because we got the world going to be waiting on us. And we all going to be in disadvantage, but we're not going to be in disadvantage. We're going to be in the lead by having his word.
Hallelujah.
Now, look what it says. Now, let's precept the verse you say out your mouth in 5:22.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
But this don't be a parakeet. Write yourself down. Right? Get yourself in right and rehearse what you better have and go back and be strong with this thing. You got to be strong with this with Yahweh's business. Now, see, if you say that word fool now, you see what you're in danger of?
Hellfire.
The hellfire. You got something? What you got, A.B. or Phoebe?
Matthew 15, 19,
and 20. I didn't hear you. Matthew 15, 19,
and 20. Call the name out or break out.
Matthew 15.
15, 15, 15, verse 19 and 20. Matthew chapter 15, verse 19 and 20 read. For out of the mind proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adultery, fornicators, self, false witness, blasphemy. Verse 20. These are the things which
Hallelujah.
But to eat with
unwashed hands defile not a man or woman.
Okay. All right, all right, let's break down.
I want to drop a verse down for back on leadership. I want to drop it on the table, Brother Titus. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. Now listen to this verse and tell me who fit this right here. I want to know who fit this. We're going to Philippians chapter 2. Paul addressing Northern Kingdom. I want to know who fit this. Who fit this right here? 25-30. Philippians 2, 25-30. Listen real good. Take your time of this verse.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 25-30.
Listen to this.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 25.
Listen to this, y'all.
And I suppose it's necessary to send you.
I suppose that it's necessary to send you.
And
Hold on. We ain't allowed talking now. We're dropping a heavy verse down on the table now. 2, verse 25. Listen at this right here.
All right, Philippians chapter 2, verse 25 reads, yet I suppose it's necessary to send you.
I suppose it's necessary to send you.
Mm-hmm.
Now hold that point right there. Now back up Mother D.F. Israel into 3, 15, and 16. Now I'm going to tie this in. 3, 15, 16, Exodus. Yeah, I'm going to tie this in. 3, 15, and 16.
Exodus chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verses 15 and 16. Exodus chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. 15 reads, and Yahweh said,
what he
said, moreover to Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel.
Okay.
Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel has sent me unto you.
Okay.
This is my name forever,
mm-hmm.
and this is my memorial unto all generations.
All generations.
Verse 16.
Okay.
Go and gather the elders of Israel.
So y'all hear it? That is the order of things. That's the order. Now, with that in your mind, keep that in your mind while it's out in the press. Now, coming back to Philippians 2, 25 again. Listen good.
All right, Philippians chapter 2, verse 25 reads.
Remember the picture was saved.
Yet I suppose it's necessary to send you.
Epaphroditus,
my brother.
So now, this is Paul sending this brother. Listen good.
And my companion.
And he my companion.
Mm-hmm. In labor.
But he my companion. What are you?
In labor.
So you got to have a companion in labor.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to see who pulled this verse out now. Watch this now. Listen.
Fellow soldier.
And a fellow soldier. I mean, he's a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But your messenger, and he that ministers to my wants.
And he'll minister to your wants. Go ahead.
Verse 26.
Right.
And he's longing after you all and was full of heaviness.
Yeah.
Because that he had heard that he had been sick.
You heard that he'd been what?
Sick.
He was sick. Yeah.
Verse 27 reads, right. For indeed he was sick.
Yeah.
Near unto death.
He was sick near to death.
But Yahweh had mercy on him.
But Yahweh had mercy on him.
Yahweh. And not on him only.
And not on him only.
But on me also.
But he had also on me too.
Yeah.
All right.
Let I should have sorrow upon sorrow.
Sorrow on sorrow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 28. I sent him therefore the more carefully that we
when you see him again.
And when you see him again,
you may rejoice.
You rejoice.
And that I may be the less sorrowful.
Yes.
29 read. Receive him therefore in Yahuwah.
And receive him. What kind of way?
In Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
With all gladness.
With all gladness.
And hold such in reputation.
Uh-huh. Because he got a good reputation.
Yes.
Go ahead.
30 read.
What?
Because for the work of Yahuwah the Son.
Because for the work of Yahuwah the Son.
He was near to death.
He was near to death.
Not regarding his life.
He didn't regard his life.
To supply your lack of service towards me.
He put his life secondary of doing everything he can to get this, even on his sick bed, he was still trying to do something. Now who that's it? All I know is the mothers, huh? So who that's it? See, you can't keep on wanting to get everybody flowers while they're dead. Who gonna smell some flowers when don't give me nothing while I'm already dead. Don't be in a hurry to go get nothing. They run and try to run the red light, get flowers with somebody dead. Yeah. Who is best?
Yeah.
Who is best?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Brother Yahya Israel. That's who is best. Right here. That's Yahya right there. That's Brother Eve on his dead bed, still trying to put things together, still trying to help out. Y'all got to honor this brother while you see him. Now read 45 verse 1. So why 45 verse 1? See, this book, see, we got to get about this business, y'all. Look at saying 45 verse 1.
So why 45 verse 1 read?
What it say?
And he brought me out of him a merciful man.
Go ahead.
Which found favor in the sight of all flesh.
Go ahead.
Even Moses, the seer, beloved of Yahuwah,
go ahead.
And man.
Go ahead.
Whose memorial is blessed.
Good.
Verse 2 read. He made him like unto the righteous saints.
Good.
The children of Israel. And magnify him.
No, I want to hear what it says. Honor the great man while you see him. What verse is that? I'm reaching. Well, I know it's somewhere in 45. You honor the great man while you see him. What verse were we at? What I need?
I said, I'm the great man?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I need about the great man somewhere in that 45. It's around 45 somewhere. You got a job to do, y'all. We got a job to do. You got, what is it? 45, so 45. Can I get that verse to him? Can I get something in that 45? I need, well, read verse 1 again. Mabel's in 1. What is it? I'm looking for some honor a great man.
Oh, honor a great man.
Yeah, yeah. Is somewhere in there? Is somewhere in 45? I'm reaching now.
He brought out of him a merciful man.
Okay, a merciful man, but I'm looking for a little bit more.
Which found favor in the sight of all flesh.
Okay, I need some more.
Great man, honor great man.
Yeah, I'm looking for a little bit more out of there. I'm looking for something based upon they tell you about honor. Do some honor while a person already can respond back to you, not when they dead. It's somewhere in there. Well, I'll take it till I come back. Because I got my wine in right now, but the same token. That verse of there, somewhere in that 45 is what I want. I'll put it aside. Give me Philippians 3:1. I'll come back with it again. But I want to read that verse one more time. Philippians 2, my back off. But Brother Makai, you read that. Now let me hear you read 2:25-30. And Brother Titus had me Philippians 3:1 waiting on me. I want to hear it one more time.
The book of Philippians, chapter 2.
You think I'm saying by 3? What does verse 3 say?
45:3 says, by his words he caused the wonders to cease, and he made him honorable in the sight of kings, and gave him a commandment for his people, and showed him part of it.
No, that wasn't right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll find a little bit later. But right now, come on back with Philippians 2:25-30.
Okay, the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 25-30.
Yes.
Verse 25 reads.
Well, now listen, real good.
Yet I suppose it's necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. Verse 26.
For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness, because that you had heard that he had been sick. Verse 27. For indeed he was sick, near unto death. But Yahweh had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Verse 28. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Verse 29. Revive him therefore in Yahweh with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Verse 30. Because for the work of Yahweh the Son, he was near unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service towards me.
Mm-hmm. Now who that fit that we know? Who's that fit that we know?
We talking about him.
Exactly right. Hallelujah. He still had on his sick bed. He still had y'all on his mind. Still trying to put them garments together. Still trying to do everything he can for you. You give him what he got coming while he can respond back to you.
Hallelujah.
Not on the deathbed.
Bless
you. So that's what I'm saying. See, we got to recognize the sign of time, y'all. We got to recognize. See, we here to get y'all on y'all right feet. So y'all got to be clear about y'all got to pay attention and follow instructions in order and watch what happens. We already have been there and done that, and we can get y'all there with them young, strong legs and get y'all right if you just pay attention. And we tell you to do something, just go ahead and do it. We know what we're talking about.
We're
overseeing y'all right now to make sure you're on point. I'm telling you, some frogs and some vultures, everything going to come through. And y'all got to be ready for them.
Right.
So they can go back and take you to the days, they can take you back to the days when all them big camps come flooding in. Ain't everybody know GF Israel? And they come flood on the floor. They came in heavy. And yeah, and we trying to get you before it's going to happen again. They don't come in heavy on you. You can't be talking no good talk, because you'll be just you two against a thousand. So if you ain't got a down pat, and you bumming all around trying to beat them talking, you ain't going to lose. You'll get sucked up. That's why I say take heed, take message, get to these books. Call one of these brothers every day. I mean, every chance you get, give me a word. I got a word for you. Get their number in a dollar book and respond, because we can get you there if you pay attention. I'm really here to put you on the right track. Just pay attention and go with it.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. Read that 3:1.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, read. Finally, my brother, rejoice in Yahweh.
Right.
To write the same thing to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you.
So it's not grievous. He's trying to show you how to get yourself right. And remember, when a person come in, they got to come in as a Galatians 5:22, and they must leave as a Galatians 5:22. That's when you know you're working with something. They come in a Galatians 5:22, and they leave out of a Galatians 5:22.
The book of Galatians. Chapter 5, verse 22 reads,
mm-hmm.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love.
For your people.
Joy.
For your people.
Peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness. Goodness. And faith, belief, the covenant. Verse 23.
That's it. That's all I want was 22. That's how they got to come in. That's how they got to come in the temples, and that's how they got to leave out. Y'all got to watch through spirits, how they come in and how they leave out.
Yeah.
If you watch the spirit coming all the way, you know they ain't straight. So I'll show you what to look for. That's how they both come in with that right spirit. They leave out with that same spirit. Y'all gotta be seeing these things up in advance. We're giving you all the keys in advance. When a brother come in, you gotta come in with that kind of spirit, and they gotta leave out that kind of spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's when we know we're on the right track. Because you have spies come from all directions. They on the clock right now. Murmurs, backbiters, complainers, they on it right now. And they ain't going to be, Yahweh's not going to allow them to be a 5:22 coming in and going out. Because that word is going to stain their tail. They sit around and hear this word, they're going to stain their tail.
It can knock all that 522. They might come in with a 522, but it could be phony. But that word will stain their tail so bad is, and you see red doing like they ain't got no clothes on. Through that word. That's why in 1 Thessalonians 5:12 says what, Brother Joseph, the captain, what it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:12-27. Listen good. 5:12.
First Thessalonians.
Chapter 5, verse 12 and 27. Y'all got to know how to watch these from the pages of the book.
And 27.
Listen to this.
And we beg you, brothers.
We beseech you. Okay, look up that definition. Somebody tell that word it means.
Beseech.
Yeah, look up beseech, what that word. We beseech you. Look up that word, see that word it means. Bring that word up. I want the second meaning of that word. The first meaning ain't going to sound right, but the second going to sound all right. We've been there and done that already. We want to bring it out. Right. The second is going to be better than the first one.
Ask someone urgently and verbally to do something.
Ask them. That's right. That's what we're doing. Asking you verbally to do something. What does the second mean is that? What does the second mean is that? That's okay. It's good enough. But he used the one. Use the one to get it verse 27. So now you can finish reading that. 12. So we asking you to verbally pay attention, because if you pay attention, when the elders show you something,
okay.
Pay attention, it's going to be all right.
Beseech you to beg for urgently or anxiously.
That's right. To get busy. Not be doing a gang battle with you trying to get you on point. Come on, tell you, the wolves is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They're right around the corner, yo. Got camps coming every direction at you. You won't have to be ready. You got to know who you are and can prove it.
Mm.
You, and if you got a better head, you use a better head, keep ready to read, you ready to throw down.
Mm.
Remember, because Yahweh told you, 18, 19, I'm with you. Just get busy. Don't be thumbing around and trying to find your phone, what's going on. But we already been verse to write to Zach already. 5, verse 12 again, come on.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12.
Listen
to God.
What it say?
And we beseech you, or beg you, brothers,
right,
to know them which labor among you.
You got to know who labor among you.
Hallelujah.
You got to watch these. You got some that they labor among you, and they somewhere, everything you say, they out there just running this fat black mouth. Go ahead.
And are over you in Yahweh the Son.
Right, but in the one that you got to know who over you in Yahweh.
Yes. And admonish you.
And do what?
And admonish you.
Know what that word means?
Admonish.
What do admonish mean? See, I'm telling you, we got to be in when they come, when we do. You got to come and watch them from the page of the book.
Warn or reprimand someone firmly.
That's right, firmly. Verse 27.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 27.
Listen good.
I charge you by the Yahweh that this letter or epistle be read unto all the righteous brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. See, for all the righteous need to hear this right now.
They got to read this.
See, we got to read it. We got to know this.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, they're going to come from all the way. They're going to try to do everything they can to win you over through personality and everything else. And but why you know they're going to be phony? Going to be thumbing around through this book. It'll be up at the shoulder one way, down the shoulder the next way. They're not going to be even killed. They could be a 522 coming in, but going out their mind is all over the place, like a trash dummy or something. He'll turn that back. You can see red thorn. See, the Spirit's going to bring them out. If you put the right word on them, they're going to bring them out with what you're working with.
Drive
them away. Yeah, is that all right? Come on, you online. We're going to give you the tools now. The elders going to give you tools, and I'm bagging them up all the way. There's a big job ahead of us. I'm going to give you what to work with, because the wolves is coming. And they're going to come male and female wolves.
Right.
Oh, I love the way you teach. Can you teach me privately?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're going to come at you.
Yeah.
You're the best teacher in the world. That's what they gave one of the sisters that was here years ago. Told her, you know, you're the best teacher in the world. And got the big head behind it. And no, wait a minute, you fall for that. But she did. And now she can't find Genesis. I'll tell you something. I'm telling you, the wolves is coming. They're going to cover whatever way. And one thing about it, why you know they will, because you get in this book, they ain't going to be able to find nothing. They can be passing to you. See, Yahweh is not going to allow you to precept this book if you got out of here. I'm telling you not. He ain't going to allow you to do it. He ain't going to let you have this spirit knowing that you're doing it for the sake. You watch them. You tell them to precept, they like pulling a pistol on them. Come on, young lion. Bring some more on the table.
All right. What the spirit said, these wolves going to jump you, right? Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 11 about this. See, it's like the mindset of WCC. See, they got the mind of WCC in the Latter-day Saints. When I say that, Luke chapter 11, pick up at verse 52. Pick up at 53 to 54. This was going on. This
all name, man.
Mother Z, Luke chapter 11, pick up at 53 and 54.
Luke chapter 11, verse 53 and 54. And as he said these things unto them,
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves.
Mm-hmm.
got my B-O-T-T-Y right there in the midst of war.
Therefore, wise as the serpent and harmless as the dove. But beware of men.
Beware of these men,
For they will deliver you up to the council.
Deliver you up
to the council, and they will strive. You in their temple.
We're going to go again. That's what they're going to try to do in their synagogue. We need more in their synagogue. In verse 19, how we react?
Verse 10:19.
Yeah, how we respond?
Verse 19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. Or it shall be given unto you in that same hour. What you ought to speak.
What are we doing to talk in verse 20?
Verse 20. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaketh in you.
Hallelujah. Could preach that back. The Spirit is speaking you. And we're going to see wisdom in Psalm chapter 1. Verses 1-8. Let me take a peek over there before I
second day of unleavened bread.
We'll read at that book of he said the Spirit for it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of the Father is speaking to you. So let's go to the book of Wisdom of Solomon. That's me, chapter 1, verses 1-8. And you can knock that out for me, brother, Lord of the Kingdom, O'Shea.
Chapter 8.
Chapter 1, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1.
Verse 8. You read from the chest. Read from the chest.
Chapter 1, verse 1-8.
The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1-8. Verse 1 reads, love righteousness. Ye that be judges of the earth, think of the Yahweh with a good mind. And in simplicity of mind, seek help. Verse 2, for he will be found of them that tempt him not, and showeth himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3, for a forethought separate from your thought and his power, when it is tried, reprove the unwise. Verse 5, verse 4, for unto a malicious soul wisdom shall not answer, nor dwell in the body that is subject unto fear. Verse 5, for the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit.
So what's speaking inside of you, if you're doing right, you got the righteous spirit speaking inside of you. But that righteous spirit leave you.
They'll flee deceit, huh?
They're going to leave you if you got to preach that mother. Yeah, that mother teach you to preach.
You ain't going to find Genesis.
Okay, hallelujah.
Okay. Mark chapter 13, verse 11.
Mark chapter 13.
Meditate. But whatsoever
shall be given you in that hour, that seek ye. For it is not ye that seek, but the righteous minister's spirit. Hallelujah.
He knows all things.